Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia daf Pei Ches, daf Pei Ches. And today's shiur, the limit should be L'Refuah Shalema Aryaleib Baruch Ben Gittel, Aryaleib Baruch Ben Gittel, L'Refuah Shalema. And also, it should be L'Refuah Shalema for, let's get the name, Rivka Gittel Bas Shena Menashe. Rivka Gittel Bas Shena Menashe, that is the, both of those, the, Cholim B'Soch Shar Chalei Yisrael should have a refuah shalema. Okay, so we are on Peches Amud Aleph, Peches Zayin Amud Beis, towards the bottom, six lines up, six to last skinny line. So we started yesterday the discussion of post the Agada in Perek HaPoalim, and we're discussing the rights that a worker has in eating fruits from his field that he is working in. And the Mishnah had different limitations of Gemar Malacha, Talish Benakarka, not Talish Benakarka. We went into a number of the Limudim. And the Gemara says on six lines from the bottom of where they get wine. So we just explained how we know it doesn't only apply to a vineyard, but it applies to all types of items that grow. So based on that, we have a couple of extra psukim now. So v'hashta denafkalan mechermesh umikama. Once we know from chermesh and kama that it applies to all standing items, items that grow, that a worker is allowed to partake of the fruit that he is eating it. And remember we said, there are three mitzvahs related to this, counted by the Rambam and the Chinuch, as we'll get back to a little bit later also. So what do you the pasuk specifically by kerem for, if we know the halachas from the other psukim? So we darshin every phrase of that pasuk. Amar Rava lehil chosav. We darshin lehil chosav for the specific halachos that are learned from it. Kid Tanya, as the Brisa says. We are going to have over the next daf or so, various limudim and yesodos regarding in Yoni Zra'im. Right? Remember the Rashi in Masecha Sukkah. Rashi in Sukkah says that whenever we come in contact with Mishnayos that don't have Gemaras, sometimes the Gemara will elaborate on it, even though it's not specifically related, because there is no Bavli, and therefore one has to try to delve into it when one has the opportunity. So Zra'im, we do have Yerushalmi. Rashi over there was talking about a Mishnah in Seder Taharos, right in the first parak of Masecha Sukkah. But those doing the Dafyomi Talmud Bavli, we have to also take advantage of that whenever in Yoni Zeraim come up, even if it has Yerushalmi. That's not what our Limud is right now. And therefore, we will have the chance to have a couple of Yesodos in the Rishonim on this Daf related to in Yoni Zeraim. So, says the Gemara. So what is Kisava Bekerem Reach Alamali? Amar Rav Leil Chosav, right, for the specific halachas learned there. Kid Detanya, the Brisa says, Ki Savo. The first two words. When you come. Nemer kan bia v'nemer lahalon. Lo Savo alav Hashemesh. And it says here, by the worker's privileges of eating, and it says, Lo Savo alav Hashemesh, also by the other context of a poel, of paying one's worker. Malahalan bepoel akasim medaber. Avkan bepoel akasim medaber. Just like over there, in terms of paying one's worker, it's obviously talking about a poel, a worker. So to here, when it's talking about the rights of a person eating in their friend's field, it's talking about kerem. Mikerem reacha. Second phrase, velo bekerem kusi. Not by a kerem kusi. What does this mean? So the way that Rashi and Tosas understand this line, what is the exclusion? The limitation of the El Kelyachal Ositein, the limitation that I'm not allowed to take it home with me, I only allowed to eat it in the field, but I can't pack up for a doggy bag from the field, that limitation does not apply if a Jew is working in a non-Jew's field. If a Jew is working in a non-Jew's field, he can even take and put some in a knapsack. That's how the Rashi and Tosfos understand. The Menachas Chinuch does not answer the question, but he's just bothered. How do we know that that's what the exclusion of Kerem Kusi, right? You might have said exactly the opposite. Only by a Jew working for a Jew do you have the privilege of eating automatically. But maybe working for a non-Jew, then automatically you have nothing. You have no privilege. Not that you have less limitations on your privilege. So Menachas Chinuch in Tav Kuf Ayin Vav just leaves that. But Tzorach Yin, why? How do the Rishonim know that is exactly what is happening? V'li kasha, minale la'ashas, ta'apirish bebraisa, re'acha, v'lo shel goy, hainu demutar li'tein afilu l'kelav. Dilma Pirish Bebraisa, Reacha Velo Shalgoi, Hainu, Bekerem Yisrael, Mutu Lechol Bishas Malacha, Ubekerem Shalgoi, Osir Lechol, Afilu Bishas Avoda. Right, so why does the assume it's exactly the opposite? He does have a suggestion at the end. I take it back. It wasn't total tzarachian. It says, V'ef shalomar, it's possible that the Gemara, the Rishonim assumed, de'ein ze'ein svara lomar. There is no svara to say. To be Yisrael shari rachmana gezel bipoel ubigoy lo shari. Yitziva ba'ara, right, v'chulu. I mean, he quotes the line the Gemara has sometimes. You have the resident outside, here, you have the resident somewhere over there, and the stranger over here, meaning, is the resident gonna have less power than the stranger? What does that phrase mean? It means that if this is a halacha in the Torah, so you're gonna tell me that a Jew has less power than he has in a goy's field. Vahavi le ke'ein, it's similar to, he knows there's a difference, but he said it's similar to, mi'ika midi de b'Yisrael shari l'nachri yasser. Hachanami b'Yisrael ye mutter b'nachri yasser, akei nafka me'recha, da tori tira mutter lita nafil l'kelev. The halacha of, it can't be that there's something that's going to be mutter for a Jew to do and usher for a guy to do, right? It's impossible. That's why the Gemara talks about arayas, right? If a family converts, even though midah raisa gershin is gai kachin oladami, they're not related to each other at all, a brother and a sister. But while they were brother and sister, when they were non-Jews, they were subject to gili arayas, right? Because arayas one of the sheva mitzvos beinoach, and all of a sudden they're going to convert and you're going to say they're mutter to each other, right? Certain relatives that were usher beforehand, so therefore that can't be. It can't be usher when they were goyim and mutter when they become Jewish. So he says similarly here, you might have that svara. It can't be that a Jew is going to have the rights and from a Jew's field and not have the rights from the non-Jew's field, and that's why Rashi and Tosfos assume that it's the halacha is in the direction in which they understood it. Good. Says the Gemara now, first wide line. Ha nicha lamanda amar. I understand why a pasuk is needed to exclude kerem kusi, gezel kusi, usser. According to the opinion that says gezel kusi is usser, hainu diser kala mishri poel. That's why you need a pasuk to allow a poel to then partake of the guy's field. Ela lamanda amar gezel kusi mutter. But if you say, Minchas Chedah might have gotten the feeling, well, I mean, the Rishonim also might have gotten the feeling from the flow of the Gemara also, but the Minchas Chedah doesn't suggest that. But either way, Ela Mandamar Gezel Kusi Mutter, but if you say, that, like the opinion at the end of Baba Kama, that Gezel Kusi is Mutter, hashtag Zela Mutter, Poel Mi Boi. Like, Zela is going to be Mutter, so a Poel, if you can actually steal, so Poel Mi Boi, again, we're not Paskin that way, but Poel Mi Boi, would you even say that a worker could take some? Of course! Right, so therefore you wouldn't need a pasuk to say that, so it must be, according to the Madamar, Gezel Kusi, this is a riot to the Madamar of Gezel Kusi Yasser. The Minchas Chinuch again has a in the next paragraph, it says, well, I don't know why this word leaves a Vesarachian. Remember we have a sheet of the Urayim. See, he says, which Urayim? The Urayim that the Magen Avraham quotes, which Magen Avraham? Magen Avraham made a certain Urayim famous. The Magen Avraham says, even if you say Gezel Akum is Mutter, it's not called Lachem. And therefore, the sugya in Lulav HaGazel, by the Avankari, by this, the taking from a field, from a Jewish field, from a non-Jewish field, even if you say Gezel Akim is Mutter, it's not called Lachem for you to be able to use it on the first day of Sukkot. That's the Chiddush of Rebbe Elazar Vimetzvi Reim quoted in the Magen Avraham in Taf Reish Lamed Zayin. So the Magen Avraham, Minchas Chiddush here says, well, maybe the Chiddush would be, even if you say Gezel Akim Mutter, the Chiddush would be that it's Lachem. And therefore, you could use it for dalaminium, you could use it for marriage. So he says, I don't know why the Gemara didn't suggest that. It could be that this is a raya against the Urayim. But that's his ha'ara, just b'tzarachian, on this line. But either way, back to the Gemara. Lamad amar gezel kusi mutter. So why do you even need a makar? So mukim la, that opinion would use it for a different halacha. Bekerem reyacha velo shel hektish. Only kerem re'acha is allowed. Only if you're working in your friend's field can you partake. But if you're working in a field of hektish, then you cannot partake of the fruit. So we have mentioned this often, but only now is it in context. Tosfos says, re'acha v'lo shel hektish. Tosfos says, the salka daitach, Ki hechi d'shari rachmana iser gezel sho'ocha mishel chaveiro. Just like the Torah allows you, says it's not stealing. If you're working in a field, you're allowed to partake of some of the fruit in the field. Just like that's not stealing. Achanami havamina d'shari mishel hektish. So too, I might have thought that hektish is also mutter. Kamash Malan, that's what the Torah has to tell me. No, 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 this belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. You cannot partake of it. He asks Reb Chaim and Hilchas Me'ila, we require a pasuk to tell me that if you're working in a hektish field, then you're not allowed to eat it. We don't require a pasuk. There's nowhere in this Gemara that, let's say there's a nazir that's working in a field, you know, he's not allowed to eat the grapes. You don't need a special marker for that. Right? Let's say you're working in a field of Ma'aser Sheni, you're not allowed to eat it if you're outside of Yerushalayim. All other Isurim, there's no specific makar to tell me that, oh, I might have thought it's mutter, no, it's asr. No, you know it's asr, obviously. Only by hektish is there a havamina that we would be able to partake. And Tosa says, just like you would have thought stealing is mutter, meaning it's not called stealing, so too you would have thought mi'ila is mutter. And it's not called taking for the Beis HaMikdash. Says Reb Chaim, you know what you see from there? It must be, it's beautiful. Mi'ila is a form of gezel. Right, the big discussion in the Achronim, how do we look at the Isra of Me'ila, the Isra of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash? Is that more of a halacha of bizayon hektish? Are you being mevazeh? Right? Or do we say, no, it's a form of stealing. It's super stealing. It's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. It's stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. So Reb Chaim uses this Gemara and this Tosfos as the makar. He quotes a few. But this is the makar that Me'ila is a form of Gezel. V'yakei Nira Lomar. He writes in Hilchos Me'ila. The only halacha... sorry, there's two. Second one in Hilchos Me'ila. V'yakei Nira Lomar. De be'emes lo shayich l'melef klal shari surin mi Gezel. There's no havamina to say that a nazir would be able to eat the wine, eat the grapes while he's working. Milvadi isur mi mamona lo yafinan. That besides this different context, ella de bepoel lo de huter isur gezel ki im da al yedezet de tira Torah lifoel lepoel lecho v'kamas chavero. Memela ein za gezel klal masha ein kein ben naziru meiser sheni chutz lechoma v'shari surin tari hein be isuran v'yipke meichet esi ye mutter apoel be asur lo v'lotzar kral lemute klal. You only need it here because you sowed iser me'ila hu mishum din gezel hektish. And that's why there's a havamina here and not by other Yisurim. V'chein muchach, he says, you also know that from the fact that me'ila shi'uro bepruta. There's a minimum amount, like a pruta. Pruta is a divi mam in this context. V'tzire v'sa me'ila l'zva meruba. A little meal today, a little meal tomorrow can be combined to an amount. V'achilas of achilas chaveru mitzarfin. Asher calls out, we should the din gzeila bay. Ulahachiyu the mitzarif v'chol gavni v'shiur repruta kedin gezel. And that's why there's a havamina. The question is then, okay, kamash malan what? Kamash malan is still aser. So why is that kamash malan? So two ways to understand that. You might say kamash malan it's aser because you got it all wrong. It's not really gezel hektish. Is that what it's telling me? It's just going out of its way to try to tell me that? A kashmalat is just an issue of bizayon? Or probably not. It's probably no. It is gezel hektish, but it is super gezel. And therefore, even though gezel from the owner is going to be mutter, but the Torah never matired gezel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this context. And therefore, that is why you need a pasuk, and that's how we can interpret the pasuk. Rabbi Chanan even writes in one place that this is a machlokes rishonim. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Haaretz in Siman Nun Beis discusses what happens if I'm renting a house, I'm renting an apartment, and all of a sudden the owner of the apartment is makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm renting. Do I have to like get out of there ASAP? Is it like an emergency? I'm not allowed to live in this house because it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash now. Machlokas Tosfos in the Ran. Machlokas, he quotes the Siman Nun Beis, Tosfos in the Ran. The Ran says that you're allowed to live there. So what, the goof of the house belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, but because you rented it, you're still allowed to live there. Just like, let's say he would have rented it to someone else while I'm here. Tough luck, I was here first. So therefore, you're right, fine, right now, let's say you sold, I have rights. So therefore, b'meila, I'm allowed to stay here. So says the Rebbe Chanan, what is the Ran hold? Even though hektish is aser bahana, nira ledaito de iser hektish hu mishum gezel mamon gavoa. V'kiva da socher dar bebayis bebnei schuso ein kan gezel. You made a deal with him, there's no stealing. So because there's no stealing for the base of Mikdash either. While Tosfos, he quotes, no, you have to get out, right? When he was Makdash it. After behead yod kai gavna hayamutter, sarach lomar, de iser hanah shel hektish, eino toli be iser gazel. Maybe Tosfos says it's not toli on the iser of gazel. V'yafil b'makam she'ein bo mishum gazel, kigon hacha, mikom makom, kiva tekufa v'yis kadosh, hariyu aser behanah. So maybe that's machlokas rishonim. How we understand this. It is also just one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. Fascinating by Me'ila, nowhere in the Torah is there somewhere where it says very clearly it's usur to violate Me'ila. Right? We know there's a pasuk in Chumash that tells me I have to bring a karban, asham Me'ilos. But sometimes you have to do something, there's a chiyav even though there's no avera. Right? But there's like, if you lend money. Right, so somebody owes you even though there's nothing wrong done. So nowhere in the Torah is it clear. We know there's an Aveira of Me'ila, but there's a major discussion in the Rishonim, what's the Makar? What's the Makar for the Isra Me'ila? If you look at Yeruch official Perlau on page 801 in his first volume, the Essays, where he talks about Mitzvahs related, we know Rav Yochefer Shapurlau takes Rav Sadia Gaon's poem that he has saved for our mitzvahs in the form of a poem. It can be 2.5 pages, the whole poem, one page, and he has 3 mammoth volumes on Rav Yochefer saved for our mitzvahs of the of Rav Yochefer Shapurlau. So he has on mitzvah Kuf Pei Al through Kuf Pei Hei, Rav Sadia Gaon. It's really one page. These 5 mitzvahs are Shavua, Shvuayim, Lioledes, Sefuros, Shlosha, Vishlosha, Vikiflam, Ulhavi, Karban. That's it. That's 6 mitzvahs. That line. So he's been dying in every little diuk. So there, he talks about 4 different suggestions the Rishonim have for what the Isser, what the Makar for the Azhar of Me'ila. Lo Suchalecha, Besharecha, or Bal Yachel. He talks about it, but it's very interesting that it is unclear. Does that tell us anything about the nature of the mitzvah? So maybe one might say, the more it's gezel, the more it might not need a separate makar. Right? It's just like super gezel, and I'll tell you the punishment. The more it's a unique idea of bizayon hektish, so maybe it should have its own makar. Maybe. But either way, that's the evidence. Okay, let's continue. So we're still darshaning this pasuk that became extra once we had other sources to say that all cut items are allowed to, the poor is allowed to eat from them. So we are up to the 3rd wide line. V'achalta, I'm allowed to eat it in the field. V'lo motzeitz, I'm not allowed to suck on it. What does that mean? I'm not allowed to take a grape and suck on it and spit out the peels or spit out the seeds. Why is that? So the Shizu Kubetzes has 2 suggestions. Why that would be usur. He says, number 1, klomar, usur lepol sheyochal ha'anavim b'shah she'eino ta'ev lahem, she'eino yachol lechol achartzane v'azog. What if you're not so hungry? So I'm just going to have a little bit and I'll spit out the rest. I don't want the whole thing. No, you're not allowed to eat. It's only a heter for when you're hungry. Don't do me a favor and eat some of the grapes. So if you can't eat the whole thing, just don't eat at all. That is one halach, one idea. Or inami, yesh lafaresh, if you would eat the whole thing, you would be able to become satiated quicker. If you're only going to eat half, then you have to take more grapes. It's not fair to the owner. So better to eat the whole thing. Don't spit out half of it. And don't be motzeitz and let the rest go to waste. B'shim shalo yafsid yoser bin ho'anavim labal hakerem. V'yalkein tzivao sheyochal hakol gam haklipa. That's Rav Yonason in the Shin Mekubetzes. Okay? So that is below motzeitz. Next. Anavim v'lo anavim v'davar. Right, Metzitza Bepeh comes up in a few places in Halacha. The most famous being Bris Mila. But there's Metzitza Bepeh in Hilchos Shabbos. There's Metzitza Bepeh right here in Hilchos Poel. Anavim v'lo anavim v'davar acher. Anavim, you can eat the grapes, but you can't eat the grapes and something else. The Gemara will talk about that with the Shem in the coming. Dafim, Rashi says here, alludes to what it's going to mean. Litvol anavim b'melach l'miskan sheyochal harbeh. You can't dip it in salt. Right? Why? Because then that's going to be megarer your appetite. You're going to want to eat more, and that we don't allow. So that, we're going to talk more about that, B'Hashem, in the coming days. Kinaf shecha, kinefesh shabal abayez, kachnaf shecha poel. Just like the owner can eat, so too you can eat. Right? Meaning what? Ma naf shecha ochel upater. Just like you, the naf shecha, the owner, can eat, and he is pater from trumos umaisros. Right? Because it's in the field, and it wasn't gemar malacha yet. So too, af naf shecha poel ochel upater. So too, the poel can eat, and he will be putter. What's the hava mina? Sounds like I would have thought that the second that the worker eats it, he's gonna have to take off chumas and maaseros. You need a mocker to tell me not. Rashi says, "V'lo amrinan, don't say hoel udaba agre achil, since he's eating it as part of his wages. Al karcho shobal abayis havile kemekach. It's like he bought it because you're paying me, and it's as if like this I'm working for you, and in return you're giving me fruit. Umecha kovas lemaiser avdavar shelo nigmer malachto kiva dezavne achshave." Rashi is telling us one of the Yesodos, first Yesod of the day, in Hilchas Rayim. Right, we know the Rambam tells us in Hilchas Maaser, that based on the Mishnayos in Maaser, that there are six events that are Koveya LaMaaseros. We know on a Daraisa level, when do I have to give Shumas and Maaseros? The second that it grows, I do not have to give Shumas and Maaseros yet. When is it? When I'm Gemar Malacha. When I finish the processing of the produce, so then I have a Chiyuv to give Shumas and Maaseros. Before that, not. But, says the Rambam, v'echad mishisha dvarim kovei alamaisrus. There are six events that create a kvi alamaisrus, even if I didn't do gemar malacha. The elu, hey, right, the Rambam before that said, lo nigre malachtan, so then, mutu lecho mehen arai. Fine, but then he says, elu, hey, here they are. Bias, so you bring it into your house. Mekach, if you buy it. If you buy it. So Rashi just explains why that is. Rashi says the magic word. Last word in Rashi. Achshave. That comes up in five or six places in Shas. Achshave means even if something inherently is not significant, but if I do something to it that gives significance to it, it automatically has inherent significance. Achshave. Right? We discussed that a couple months ago by the sugya of Chatzishir. That's the svara that the Chacham Svig is for Chatzishir. Even the Chatzishir also ben Torah, the Gemara at the end of Yuma. The Gemara gives two svaras. The Chacham Svig is the third svara. If I take a half a kazayis of something and eat it, I am showing that it is significant. And therefore, that's why it's aser. That's why he says that if it's something passive, there's no Chatzishir on something passive, like Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. It's only if you actively do something to be machshivit. So to hear, if I buy an item, even though it hasn't had Gemar Malacha yet, I'm showing that it's important to me. And therefore, it's Gemar Malacha, and I'm Chayav and Shubas and Maiseris. So that's the Chiddush of our Gemara. That even though you might have said it's like a Mekach, because I'm working for it and I'm getting it, Kamash Malan not. That a worker does not have to take off. But what are the other four? We have bayis, mekach, eish, I cook it. Melach, I salt it. Truma, if I take off truma, then even before, then I have to take off the maizris. V'shabbos. Everything on Shabbos is significant. Onik Shabbos, everything on Shabbos is kovei ala maizris. And then the Rambam goes through the details of each one. But that's the Rambam, gimel, in Hilchos Maaser. So that's what Rashi is telling us here. Rashi is saying that I might have thought that this is Nikva Lameiser, Kamash Blan, it is not. Continuing, we're just darshing one pasuk so far, right? Savecha, last word in the pasuk. Savecha, meaning, not the second to last one. For your satiation, velo achila gasa. But not achila gasa. You can't overeat. If you are full, then you are not allowed to stuff yourself above and beyond. Right? We've spoken in the past, Rabbi Tam's Chiddush, of two types of achila gasas. So this might even be the lower level of achila gasa. Not where you're going to throw up after you eat it. If you're full, you're not hungry, but you can always fit in a little more. Maybe even that's excluded here. You don't have to say it's the more extreme achila gasa. And then el kel yichalos itein, and you're not allowed to bring it home for your family. B'shash ata nosei lekelav shel balabayis ata ochel. When you are filling the balabayis as kelim, then you are allowed to eat some. U'b'shash she'i ata nosei lekelav shel balabayis, but at a time that you're not, it's not gemar malacha, it's a different process, then I ata ochel. Okay, so that's how we darshan this pasuk that is left extra after we had other psukim of chermesh and kama to teach me that a poel is entitled by all items that grow and not by grapes. Good. Period. Amar Rabbanai. Next important statement relating to inyanei zraim. Once we're talking about a little gemar malacha, as we just spoke about in the brisa, so we get a little more into it. A poel, a tevel. Is not mischayev b'maaser. We know tevel is a produce that has not been tithed, right? Misa v'dei shemayim. So ein tevel mischayev b'maaser ad sheyira p'nei abayis. When is there a chiyuv. So now we're adding on, not only where it has finished, been processing in the field, meruach, smoothed over in a nice pile, but until you bring it into your house. You bring it into the place where it's going to be eaten or stored. Acha yireh pnei habayis. Rashi, sheikonis derech ha-pesach, shehu pnei habayis. We'll get back to that in a couple of lines. So you bring it into your house in the normal way. Right, and that's how the we get that from Vidu Maestros. For Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Afilu Chatzer Kovas. No, Rabbi Yochanan says even Chatzer is Koveya, not just Bias, but even Chatzer. Right, and that's the when the Rambam says before Bias. If you look in Meiser Perek Dalid, the next Perek where the Rambam is talking about the details, he says. The Rambam uses the lashon of Yachnisenu Lebeso. And then he quotes Yireli, because it's not our topic now, but once it's open, whenever you see a Yireli, we have to like get excited, because that means it's his own svara. Shein lokim minatora al achilas tevel, ad she yikva biknisaso lebeso. Avalim nikva bishar shisha dvarim shemaninu, ein lokin alav elamachas marjas midivrayem. Only Durabanan. Those six items are nikva, only midurabanan. Interesting, why is it a Yireli? Right, those are all other people, we might have thought those are daraisa. That's the discussion here. What's the Yireli? I thought they were Durabanan. Mi daraisa, you need mamish, Gemar Malacha. But either way, so the Rambam to the Machlokas here between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. But how close in do you have to bring it? So okay. Rabbi Yanai says the house. Rabbi Yochanan says even just the yard. Shenemar vachlu bisharecha, in your gates, visaveyu, and you'll be satiated. What does each one do with the other ones? Pasik, Rabbi Yochanan Ami Aksiv in Abayis, Armelacha Chatzar Dumya Dabayis, Ma Abayis Amishtamer, Av Chatzar Amishtameris. Just like a house is guarded, so to a Chatzar, but it really means to describe the type of Chatzar. Rabbi Yochanan Ami Aksiv Bisharecha, Rabbi Yochanan who says house, what does it do with Bisharecha? Hobi Boile, Dema'ayole Derech Shar, you have to take it straight into the house. Lafuki Derech Gagos, Vikarpifos, De Lo. Okay, so Machlokes, and we explained it. Says the Gemara. Okay, let's do a little more, and then we have to have two major discussions. Masav Rav Chanina Choza Kinafshecha. We just had the Brisa Kinafshecha that the worker can use it like you use it, like you eat it. Ma Nafshe Shapoel, just like Kinafshecha Kinafshe Shapoel. Ma Nafshecha Ochel Opater, just like you can eat it right outside. Achilas Arai in the field, and not have to take Chubas and Meisters. Ma Nafshe Shapoel Ochel Opater, so to a Poel Holokeach Chayiv. So we're mashma, only the owner or the worker is going to be putter. Maybe mashma that somebody who actually buys it, where Rashi says a poel, the havamina was that he was a buyer, but somebody who actually buys it would be chayef. So my la basadeh, doesn't that mean even in the field he is going to be chayef if he buys it there? Isn't that the diuk of the pasik? Meaning, even on a daraisa level? Amar papa, no. Maybe the context is, hacha, the case where the lokech would be chayiv is a case where it's already inside. B'te'eda ha'meh, this begina, v'nofen note, l'chatzer askinan. We're talking about a tree that's already inside the chatzer. It's in a garden, and it's no if it's hanging into the yard. Or the mandar l'bayis l'bayis, right? Or you could fill in house or yard, whichever shita that you are holding up. So the Gemara says, ihachi, if it's already all the way inside, then why only would a lokech be chayiv? Bal l'bayis nami l'chayiv. Baal HaBayis should also be chayev if it's growing inside. Answer, Baal HaBayis einav b'te'enaso, v'lokeach einav b'mikcho. No, there's a difference. An owner, when the owner sees this fig tree, his focus is the trunk of the tree. He's looking at the whole tree. And where's the trunk? It's outside. And therefore, the fruit are nigrar after the trunk. Lokeach einav b'mikcho. But the buyer, he wants the fruit, doesn't care about the trunk. And therefore, the buyer is, where's the fruit? The fruit is inside, so it's going to be chayiv already. This is fascinating, because we know there are many areas of halacha where you have these types of border cases. What happens by ir miklat, right? The guy ran away, and he's under the tree, and the leaves are inside, and the trunk is outside, or vice versa. What about eating maaser sheni, right? In a tree, the leaves are outside. It comes up in a few places, wherever there's an issue of makom, and you have a tree hanging inside, hanging outside, right? So here, in this context of Gemar Malacha, could be the only time where it says it goes by what you're thinking, and it depends by who you are, right? If you're the balabayis, one halacha. If you're the lokeach, a different halacha. Good. Okay, two discussions we need to have. Number one. So on a daraisa level, we know that you are allowed, one is allowed to snack on food out in the field. You just can't have a sudas keva. I can't have a whole meal. That's a dinter abanan. Right? Having a whole, let's say I go out to the field before gemar malacha. Right? We said, what does this gemara say? On a daraisa level, what do you need for chiv shuvos and maasros? You need gemar malacha. You need rias panei abayis. What happens if I have a whole big picnic outside under my tree? That's aser. It's aser durabanan. It's not aser daraisa. Right? Because it be there, but you're allowed a snack, but if you have a whole meal, the rabbanan aser that. Since when do the rabbanan ever make a distinction between how you eat? There's never any other Isser Durabanan where the rabbis say, oh, you're allowed to snack on it. You know, Basar Of Bechalav, you could snack on it. You just can't have a whole meal of Basar Of Bechalav. It's the only one. If something is Asa Durabanan, it's Asa Durabanan. If something's Mutter, it's Mutter. Where did the Rabbanan get this from that they're going to make a chilik between Achilas Keva and Achilas Arai? One question. The other question that is dealt with and is the language that Rabbi Yana uses. What would I have said? Why on a daraisa level am I able to eat? Am I able to eat it before I bring it into Gemar Malacha? Pashas, what would I have said? It's not really Tevel yet. It's not Tevel yet. That's where you're allowed to eat it. Once you have Gemar Malacha, then it becomes Tevel, and now there's a Chiyuv Shuvos and Maasros. But what does Rabbi Yanai say? What's the language of Rabbi Yanai? Ein HaTevel Mischayiv B'Maaser Achehira Pnei Abayis. It sounds like it's Tevel right away. But you're allowed to eat Tevel right away. You're only usher to eat Tevel once there's Gemar Malacha. That's what it sounds like. So why would that be? So, if you're Medayik, you don't have to be Medayik in that Lashon. You might just say he means that it's not really Tevel until later. But if you look at the Rambam, there's some point out this Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in Trumos, he says it is, he takes it literally. It's Tevel right away, but it's Tevel you're allowed to eat. Why are you allowed to eat it? Because the Torah says you're only allowed to, the only thing that you're ushered to do by Tevel is eat an Achilas Keva, not an Achilas Arai. How does Achilas Keva define place? Gemar Malacha and Bias. You don't define on a Torah level, that's the Chiddush. Achilas Keva is not about the Maisa Hagavra. How am I eating this? I'm eating this as a snack or I'm eating this as a serious meal? No, Achilas Keva means where? Did you bring it into your house after processing? That's Achilas Keva. On a Daraisa level, the Torah has that distinction. I'll read you the Lashon. V'kala peiros hane'echalin b'sadeh o b'gina, einan chayavin b'maisris, mipnei shehi Achilas Arai. Wow. The Rambam says you can eat it out in the field. Do you know why? Because by definition, whatever you eat in the field is going to be called Arai. Doesn't matter what 10-course meal. It's called Arai, because it's not called Tevel. It's Tevel, but there's no Isser of eating Tevel. There's Isser of eating Tevel by Achilas Keva. But Achilas Arai, you're allowed to eat Tevel on a Daraisa level. So now we understand that the Rabbanan paralleled that and said, you know what? We're going to Aser even what we would call Achilas Keva. Don't eat a big meal out in the field on a Rabbanan level. The Torah already has a distinction. And the Rabbanan then added it on. So again, two understandings, but if we're Medayik and Rabbi Yanai, sounds very good. Two understandings why you're allowed to eat it until you do Gemar Malacha, either because it's not Tevel yet, or maybe it is Tevel, but the Torah only answers Tevel Achilas Keva, which by definition is eating it once you bring it inside. If not, not. Number one. That distinction comes up here. But there's another important line in Tosfos. Tosfos brushes this off, as most Rishonim do, the Ramban here, the Ritva here, but the Gemara seems to be a Raya Mechrachas to the Rambam. We have mentioned very often, whenever these sugyas come up, what is Chayiv in Shumas and Maasros Midaraisa? Which type of fruit? Which type of fruit? Oranges. Are there Chayiv in Shumas and Maasros Midaraisa? Major Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say, only Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar. That's it. Dagon, all the grains. Tirosh v'yitzar at least means wine and oil. Machlokas Rishonim, whether it also means olives and grapes. But either way, limited to dagon, tirosh v'yitzar. So what's this Gemara talking about? The Gemara is giving us an example of figs. Te'ena. Te'ena, we're talking about Shumas and Maasros Midaraisa. Tosfos, look at the little Tosfos Hacha. Lav dafka nakat. Don't take it so literally. Te'ena. Te'en bo maaser alemi drabanan. Figs only have a chiyuv derabanan. To be daraisa lo machayev ella dagan tirosh v'yitzar. V'ach ari mi daraisa. It says figs because they had a lot of figs, but not that it is. This is an example of daraisa. That is very difficult reading. But why does Tosfos do that? Because there are 10 other gemaras. There are various gemaras on both sides of the issue. There are 10 other gemaras that give the impression of dagan tirosh v'yitzar, and that's why Tosfos rereads this gemara in light of that gemara. But there are two other shitas, one well known and one not so well known. The Rambam shita. The Rambam holds all fruit. All fruit of Chayim Shumas of Isa Midaraisa. The Kesef Mishnah says one of the two or three Gemaras that the Rambam bases the Shita on is this one right here. Bamasiya Peches. Figs. It seems like Pashas, that's the example given. Not just because it's Matsui. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, Kol Ochel Adam Hanishmar Shekidula Ben Aretz Chayim Shuma. All ochel nishmar shegidul min haaretz. Ma dagan tirosh v'yitzar ma chalada v'gidul min haaretz v'yesh lo bailim av koka yotzum ev chai v'tshuva v'chei v'maisros. The Kesef Mishnah right there. Mashmo rabbeinu shechai v'na Torah af al pish yekaz dagan tirosh v'yitzar delav davka huol din l'chol da dami lei. Where does he get this from? Lishna di Yerushalmi v'yesh maisros u'di sifri v'gam b'perek beiz de erevin u'b'perek ha poalim. Te'ena chayeves min haTorah. That's it. That's the Rambam. Who's the other Shita? So now we got it. Right here, the Shita Kubetzis, right here, the Raivin. The Raivin holds all Shivas Haminim. The Raivin holds all Shivas Haminim are D'oraisa. He gets it from this Gemara. Says the Raivin, I'll read it to you. It's really an Amid Beis. The call Shivas Haminim Shem Chayavim Bibikurim Chayavim Bichumas Amaisros. To Gemar Rashis Rashis, may Rashis call Priya Adama, for Rashis to Gunchat Yerushchav Yitzarecha. He makes up a Drasha, right? Unless it's in a Medrash somewhere. But a medrash that extends whatever's chayiv in bikurim is also chayiv in shumas umaisus. Bikurim for sure, shivas aminim. But now the Raivit says that even others. The Raivit ala Rambam is a problem because there he holds like Rashi Atosus. Melchas Chelech says he was in Choserbo, right? But there's a Raivit in the Shidim Kubetzis here, and the Raivit ala Rambam holds like Rashi Atosus. Okay, Vaida, we continue. Again, major topics we've already had so far. What's chayiv in shumas umaisus midaraisa? Why is Tevel Usser, and the Isser of Me'ila we've had, right? A couple of important inyanim. What? In Eretz Yisrael. Right? All these halachas only apply in Eretz Yisrael. All the mitzvot of Tulis Baretz are all only in Eretz Yisrael. Weiter says the Gemara, so we just excluded and said, a lokeach is excluded, right? Ein b'mikro, so we said, but it's excluded from the halacha of the allowance of eating the fruit without taking chumas and maestros, and therefore a lokeach has to take chumas and maestros if it's inside the yard and inside the house. So now the Gemara says, but wait a minute, for lokeach mi daraisa mi mechayiv, is a lokeach chayiv at all on a daraisa level? We have an exclusion that a buyer is never chayiv in shumas and maizras. V'yatanya, v'bnei machar v'chanuyo shal beis hino, shalosh shalom kol Yerushalayim. Why were their marketplaces of beis hino destroyed 3 years before the churban? We have a lashon here, very similar to what we have back on Daf Lamed. V'bnei shehemidu devrayim al devray Torah. Right, they were ma'amid al devray Torah. So what does that mean? Beforehand we had, that means they didn't do l'fnim mishur sadin. Here it's a little different meaning. Here it means they didn't want to follow the dinim d'rabbanan. The only one that had followed the din of Daraisa, so Rashi says, right? Whatever they found, no, don't tell me that there's something's usher. If the Torah says it's mutter, it's mutter. So what are some examples? So they were wrong, but what are some of the examples of their drushes? Their drushes were correct, but they just didn't add on the din of Darabanan. But what, one of their drushes was excluding a lokeach from the chiyav etshubas and maestras. Shahayu Omrin, they used to say, aser ta'aser v'achalta, maeser is if you're eating it, v'lo mocher. Right, if you're, one drasha is that if you have in mind to sell it, then maybe the chiyuv is not going to be on you. Right, number one, without getting into the details of that, tvua zarecha v'lo lokeach. Only your tvua is chayiv and not the lokeach. So what's the whole discussion of Amun Aleph that a lokeach is going to have to take shumas and maaseres? Answer, elam midrabanan v'kras machta v'yalma. You're right. It's only a chiyuv drabanan, but the pasuk is asmachta v'alma. Period. Stop there for a moment. We have another basic machlokas. And here, this is the big tosis on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Again, there's a lot of lumdas here. Let's just mention the shitos. There are two, what does it mean a lokeach is pata v'chumas and maestros? Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam. And they're exactly opposite shitos. Rabbeinu Tam says the ptur of lokeach is only if he bought it after gemar malacha was done. Gemar malacha was done in the prop in the hands of those. It grew in my field. I own land, and I did gemar malacha. I'm about to go choose a miseris. I sell it. Somebody buys it, he's potter from Chubas and Meisers. Because the Gemar Malacha didn't happen in his possession. But, says Rabbeinu Tam, if somebody buys it before Gemar Malacha, of course they're chayav in Chubas and Meisers. It's theirs. The crucial moment happened when they owned it. That is Rabbeinu Tam's sheet. They look on the fifth line of Tosfos. B'yom Rabbeinu Tam, Tocha Mayri B'lokeach Acher Meruach. Avalokeach Kodem Meruach, Ki Hasam, Tfuas Zarecha Karina Bey. That is yours! If you bought it before Gemar Malacha, that is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The huge shaila on Rabbeinu Tam Shita is what happened to the chiyuv that already kicked in? It dissipated. I'm an owner. I have a chiyuv. I sold it to you. You're potter. So what? It just evaporates? What happened to that chiyuv? So that's a big kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, and you have to work it out. The Rivam has the exact opposite shita. The Rivam quoted sixth to last skinny line, and then he says Nira Lafarish on the fifth to last skinny line. Ifcha, the opposite. If I buy it before Gemar Meruach is done, then I'm putter. Because it didn't grow in my Rishus, and I had Meruach in my Rishus. So you're putter because you didn't do Meruach, and I'm putter because it didn't grow in my Rishus. But if everything happened in your Rishus, so there's already a Chiyav, then that Chiyav transfers to me. Right? It doesn't dissipate. Right? So that's only, the Rivam says, you're only putter if you bought it before Meruach. So that is the Rivam Shita, the opposite. V'lokeach she'ena memurach pater sh'adayin lo nischaya b'rishas mocher. Av'lokeach memurach ho'el v'nischaya b'rishas mocher su'lo paka she'im tevel minei. So that is the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam and all the Achronim get into the act. What happens, the Minchas Chinuch and the Tosas even deals with also, what happens if, according to Rabbeinu Tam, I bought it, then I sell it back to you. So does the chiyuv kick in now? I sell it to you back before Meruach, after Meruach. A lot of interesting inyanim. Okay, let's continue though. Third line. Ela kinafsha chala mayasa. So now we say if it's only a din derabanan to exclude lokeach. So what do you use the pasuk for? It's only derabanan. So you have to exclude something. Ela kinafsha chala mayasa. Likid etanya kinafsha chala my nafsha chala. Oh, we get into a whole new halacha. Related, but this is what the Gemara is going to talk about over the next couple of dafim, the Isser of muzzling. The Isser of which is basically the opposite. There's a mitzvah to allow your worker to eat in the field. So there's an Isser to not allow him. Muzzling your animal, muzzling your, somebody else's animal, muzzling your friend. So, ma nafshecha im chasam tapater. So the limit is just like you, the owner. If you muzzle yourself, so to speak, if you don't eat the fruits while you would be working in the field pater, you're not doing anything wrong. So, Af poel im chasabta pater. So too a worker, if you muzzle him, Rashi says, right, if you pay him not to eat from the field, or you don't let him eat, there's not going to be a lo sasa. You're not going to get malchus for that. That's kenaf shecha. Period. We'll get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, on the later dafim. But first now, the Gemara goes back to the machlokas of Yanai and on the Aleph, Hanai and Reb Yochanan. What is the time? Bias or Chatzer? Masim, Marzutra, Ezeo, Garnon, the Maisras. So what is the Gorim? We know the Mishnais and Maisras talk about what is the stage where the fruits and vegetables have grown a certain amount, and that's their Gemar Malacha to at least Aser, even Achilas Arai. Right? Even Achilas Arai. What is the stage that they have grown towards? Because you also need that, besides what was mentioned before. So Ezeo, Garnon, the Maisras, Bikishuva, Bidiluim, Mishi, Pasku. By gourds, by kishuim, until the blossoms fall off. V'amar abasi, mishi natal, pike shalahen. So, my la, mishi pasku, afilu basade. Doesn't that mean, oh, even if the blossoms fall off in the sade? Against both shitas before, right? You don't need chatzar, you don't need bias. Lo, mishi pasku, bias. No, you need both. You need riyas pereya bias, and the blossoms to have fallen off. Ihachi, mishi pasku. So then, it shouldn't say, mishi pasku, ad shi pasku mi boilai. It should say, even if you bring it into the house, until this happens, there's no gemar malacha. So where I said, no, itana achi pasku hava mina adagomar lapikusayu. I might have thought you have to have all the blossoms fall off in the process of becoming ripe. Kamash malon, mishi pasku, michili aschule pikusayu. No, it means when it starts. That's all you need. Fine. Mazamar zutra, bereder of nachman, another try. Garno la meiser, lechayev ala mishum tevel, mishi tigamar malachton. What's the garn for meiser? that you're going to be chayev when the Gemar Malacha kicks in. Ezo Gemar Malachton, Maleches Hachnas Asan, when you gather it all together. So, Maylav Hachnas Asan, Afilu Basadeh, couldn't that mean even outside of the field? Lo, Hachnas Asan Labayas, Zeo Gemar Malachton, no, in the house, or in the Chatzer, right, Vibayasema, or Kikamer, maybe we should limit what Rabbi Yonai said. Kikamer, Rabbi Yonai, when did Rabbi Yonai say that you have to bring it in, Bezesem Anavim, to Lav Bnei Goren in you? By items that you don't gather it into piles in the field, so then you have to bring it into your house. That's Gemar Malacha. Avachitim is Saorim, but by wheat and barley, Goren Bad Yuxibbe. If you make piles in the field, so maybe that would be Gemar Malacha for them. Meaning, maybe there's difference, it's a unique Gemar Malacha. But how is Gemar Malacha defined for each and every individual fruit? So then, that or grain, that would be difference. Period. Ashkechan. So now we say, getting back to the basic din of allowing one to eat. Ashkechan adam b'mechubar v'shar betalish. So I understand that a person can eat b'mechubar when he is working in the field and a shar betalish, because that's mefurish in the pasuk v'shar betalish, and we learned that out before that an animal when he's working in detached adam betalish minalan. How do I learn? Remember the Mishnah spoke about this. How do I know that if a person in certain cases is working in the barn and the items are already cut, he's also allowed to partake? Kavachomer mishar, it's a kavachomer. Umashar sheid ochel b'mechubar ochel b'talush. If an ox who does not eat b'mechubar, at least it's not mefurish, ochel b'talush, Adam sheochel b'mechubar, in addition to ochel b'talush, so surely an Adam. Adam has more rights. Says the Gemara, who says, Malashar shekeinata mitzuv al chasimaso. By an ox, you are mitzuv and not to muzzle. Tomer ba'adam, she had the mitzuv al chasimaso. But by an Adam, you're not mitzuv. So maybe you can't have that limud. Says the Gemara, okay, so say it the other way. So why don't we say there's an isser of muzzling a person, so to speak, not letting him eat from your field, learn it out from shore. Uma shore, shiata mitzuva lach yoso, ata mitzuva chasimaso. An ox, you have no specific mitzvah of achayachicha, right? But your mitzvah on the muzzling, adam, shata mitzuva lach yoso, eno din shata mitzuva chasimaso, surely. So Amakra, that's the pasuk. Kenafshecha, kenafsho shapoel, manafshun chasamto pater, afolim chasamto pater. Right, that's the lima that we had up above. The Chashuke Chemin here discusses a case where he brings a raya. Sounds like nothing to do with our case, but he brings a raya from our Gemara. Chashuke Chemin discusses a bus driver. Let's say a bus driver has a bus, and there he comes in the morning to the bus company to pick up his bus, and he sees there's a disgusting advertisement on the side of his bus. Is he allowed to drive his bus around? Now he was going to be mareh, this pritzus to the world by driving his bus. Is that lifnei iver? Is that, you know, not, he's not allowed to do that or not? Right, so number one. So what do you say? Right, we spoke about lifnei iver a little bit by, in the sugyas of ribbis. So what do you say in this case? Right, do you have to be mafsid mamon? He's going to lose his job. Right? Do you have to be mafsid mamon to prevent yourself from violating lifnei iver? You're not actually doing an aveira. That's the shaila here. So one of the rayas that he quotes from the achronim, that there is no chiyav, lo lahachshul saveira b'chein, there's no chiyav to be mafsid mamon, is b'metziya pechesmeis. Ma nashachayim chasamta pater, apolim chasamta pater, lechora, what's the hava meaning to be mechayiv and malchus? It's asra safek, right? Maybe the guy, when you say, don't do it, he'll stop. He won't do it. You're going to get this opportunity. You're going to give him Malchus. It must be that the guy doesn't have to worry about it. I don't care. You told me not to eat. I'm eating from it. Right? And you try not to. So, sounds like from this Gemara, he says that the person has, I have no chiyuv to worry that you're going to do an aveira based on my actions. So, he goes through at the end, he quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky, his brother-in-law, who says he thinks it's mutter. Why? Because he quotes a netziv. He says the first second we see something, that's not an aveira yet. Because it might be suddenly, it might be like, you know, we walk down the street, you see something. Right? There's a difference, as we've spoken in the past, between glancing, seeing, gazing, staring, all different even words in English. So the first second, the person's not, didn't do anything wrong yet, because it's like, you saw it for a second. The second second, when he focuses on it, so that's something to do with you. Then that's him. So that's what he says, that's him, Vitzarchi in Ladina. Sarchi and Ladina, but it's, again, very interesting, Shaila. Let's just continue a little more. And then we'll stop. So says the Gemara, fourth to last skinny line. V'yelo Adam betalush minalan. So what about Adam betalush? So Amar Kra. So now that we know Adam b'mechuber, what about Adam betalush? Amar Kra kama kama beis pa'amim. Emeinu inyin la Adam b'mechuber, tzeneu inyin la Adam betalush. Rav Ami Amar, these are just limudim, so we're just going to try to finish this today. Adam betalush lo tzar Kra. Rav Ami says, no, you don't even need a pasuk for an Adam betalush. Ksiv kisava b'kerem reyacha. Milo askinish eskar lo katef. It says you're working in the field. Maybe it means schlepping. Who says the dafka means hoeing or cutting? V'amar Rachman Alecho. Fine. So that's how you know Adam Bitalish. Shor b'mechubar minale. We're trying to get all four. So how do you know shor b'mechubar? Kalvachomer me'adam. Huma Adam she'ino ochel betalush ochel b'mechubar. If Adam is not able to eat betalush explicitly, but he can eat b'mechubar, shor she'ochel betalush she'ino did she'ochel b'mechubar. Surely a shor. Says the Gemara, Ma'ala Adam, she can't have the mitzvah lach yoso, Torah b'shor, she can't have the mitzvah lach yoso. What do you mean, Adam, you have a mitzvah to be mechaya? So Gemara says, V'yeshar, okay, say the opposite then. V'yeshar mitzvah lach yoso b'kal v'chomer. Say, Ashur, you should have a mitzvah to be mechaya. Ma Adam, she had the mitzvah lachasimaso. Ata mitzvah lach yoso, Shor she had the mitzvah lachasimaso, and it did she had the mitzvah lach yoso. Obviously, the Ritva says, there's a mitzvah called shechita also. It means where an animal you're not using for shechita, whatever, so you have a mitzvah like a tzar bal chayim type of prevention. Right, we're not going to go that far. So how do you know it? How do you know the heter? So we have all the limudim. One final way of understanding it. Ravina Amar Lo Adam Batalish Lo Shor B'Mechubar Tzrich Yikra. You don't need psukim for any of them. Tichziv Lo Sachzom Shor Petisho. Do not muzzle your ox. Michti Kol Mili Isnu B'Chasima Di Alfina Shor Shor Mishabbos. Right, you know all animals. You know it from Shabbos. It applies to all animals. Im Kain Lichtov Rachmana Lo Sidosh B'Chasima Shor Dekaz Rachmana Lamali. Why do you mention Shor there? La Kushe Chosem L'Nechsam V'Nechsam L'Chosem. To compare the muzzler and the muzzled. Ma chosem ochel b'mechubar, av nechsam ochel b'mechubar, uma nechsam ochel b'talush, av chosem ochel b'talush. And therefore, we have all the limudim, either based on many psukim, or based on this last pasuk, the extra word, shor. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue again. Today's shiur was, l'refuah shalema, Aryalei Baruch ben Gittel, l'refuah shalema, and Rivka Gittel bas Shena Menashe, by the Gittelman family, everyone should have Refuah Shalema B'Karif.